This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. So here's a real quick download for you. We just got back from California a week and a half ago. I knew before we left for California that I was going to be called up to go to Tennessee, deep Tennessee, Marysville, and other places. We're going to be preaching in Marysville on Sunday, and then on Monday we're going to be doing television with presidential contender Alan Keyes, who spanked Obama back during the debates in Chicago. If you've not seen that, most have. If you haven't seen it, take the time to watch it. It's second to none. But we're going to be doing TV as well. But yesterday I was called up. So what we did is we decided we would do radio, and after we were done doing radio, then what we'd do is we'd go ahead and get in the bus and drive all the way to Kentucky, which is an hour away from our objective, before we actually go get a car and then drive from that point on. So I drove 16 hours yesterday to get here to do what I have to do because I couldn't miss doing radio. That's called being, well, should I say reliable or faithful to God, because I think it's that important for the things that we're doing out there. And I just think that the American people are worth it. So I hope that you feel the same way about us. But I got to bed probably for about an hour over the last probably 48 hours. So I'm doing my best to stay on top of my game, and we're going to be doing that just today. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, he's probably about an hour and a half away from here, at least as the state is, called the Hermitage, just for the record. Folks, yesterday we talked about Terrortide Care Council on American Islamic Relations attacking Minnesota church clergy. And then I also took the time to highlight the fact that they're not the victims. They are the perpetrators of the crime, and they are, in fact, pushing for absolute control. This one, nobody can dispute in any sense of the word. Today, what we're going to talk about is my time where there was actually an Islamophobia meeting in St. Cloud, Minnesota. They had a local college there, and they had the director, Jelani Hussein, there. And it's interesting. I'm going to give you the details on that in just a couple minutes, but here's the gist of it. Jelani Hussein from CARE, right, tries to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. I didn't make that up, but friends, do you understand what's going on here? As they continuously try to put themselves in the victim's chair or position, they're continuously perpetrating attacks on Americans, demonizing Americans. And again, this is the definition of totalitarianism. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. I want you to listen to this first and foremost, okay? I think it's just this important for people, again, once again, to hear what's happening in their country, giving you facts which stand up against the propaganda that's being inundated upon your heads 24/7. Just this morning, did you know that there's a percentage of millionaires that in Congress alone are 50%? Isn't that crazy? Americans, 1%? And I want you to think about that, and I want you to let that sink in and tell yourself how it is that they become millionaires off of making $174,000 annually, okay? Well, of course, I got to back it up with fact, and I did just that. And I hate to use the reference of Time Magazine because we know that they're a propaganda outlet as well, but they spoke the truth as they blurted the truth out in their confusion. Did you know that Congress is now mostly a millionaires' club? How are they doing that? The Center for Responsive Politics analyzed the personal finance disclosure data from 2012. Okay, going back just a little bit here, but it should give you an idea as to what's being played out concerning those actors in the circus of politics. 534 current members of Congress found for the first time more than half have an average net worth of $1 million or more. Isn't it interesting how they go in broke, and before you know it, friends, they become, well, millionaires. 268, to be exact, out of the 534 have become millionaires, okay? Up from 257 the year earlier. The median for the congressional was $1.04 million, and for that of the other side of the party, you know, again, they're putting up the left and the right against one another to further divide the American people. But they're saying of the Democrats, it's $1.04 million on average. And for Republicans, it's $1 million. So which one's worse? Well, we all know, for example, yesterday, that Donald Trump was acquitted just like I said he would. And I said it would happen right on cue, just like it did. And I also shared with the people that both sides behind closed doors, as you're falling for the fact that they're poised against one another as arch enemies. That's how they sell it, just like pro wrestling. But behind closed doors, both the left and the right, they joined forces to pass illegal legislation against we the people, attempting to establish a global agenda under the United Nations. That is, in fact, what did take place, and in fact is what is taking place today. Okay? So let's go back to this, okay? This is Time Magazine. Congress is now mostly a millionaire's club. Friends, I beg the question, how is it that they're becoming millionaires? Here's the breakdown. The median net worth for all House members was $896,000, okay? They're bringing up Democrats averaged $929,000 to Republicans an $884,000. And for senators, listen carefully, $2.5 million. Man, government is the place to be, isn't it? Sell out the American people, work for special interest groups. That's where the money is at. What they don't realize, and the American people don't realize, is they're selling their souls out, and they've already done that in the process. They're kissing you in the process by betraying you for 30 pieces of silver. And they're doing this off your tax dollars, just for the record. Listen again. The median net worth for Senate Democrats was $1.7 million, okay? Down from $2.4 million in 2011 for Republicans. It's averaging out, friends. It's balancing out. $2.9 million up from $2.5 million in 2011. So I got a question for you. What's the difference? I want to come back and I want to give you some more stats on how those that work for We the People, or at least that's what we're being told, how they're becoming millionaires. Oh, wait until I get to Daryl Issa, friends, or David Valadao. Oh, my goodness. They're loaded. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Kentucky. We're just minutes away from the Tennessee border, so we're deep south on the Kentucky side going into Tennessee, just for the record. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. In just a couple minutes here, we're going to talk about Minnesota Cares' Jelani Hussein, who tries to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. These are the Muslims coming into America, friends. Attacking us again. Remember, friends, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're being used as a political ram now to upend our Constitution. They're here to dispossess us. We'll talk about that, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Oh, and by the way, P.S., if you want to check us out, you can watch us live on YouTube even now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have 13 articles being broadcasted every day, friends, in rotation, which the mainstream media means to omit, of course. And on that page, you can go to the right side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and you can also watch us live on YouTube and join us in live chat, where you can meet all of my faithful friends over there. As well, if you want to go over to Before It's News, thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there in Sincerity, BeforeIt'sNews.com. You can watch us as well live even now. Again, I was just talking about the millionaires in Congress. I mean, this is craziness, friends. Congress is now mostly a millionaires' club. Are you ready for this? Now, everybody was sold. This is quite telling, by the way. Everybody sold on the fact that many of these representatives are there to serve we the people. They're the good guys. Here, let me give you one of the good guys, okay? Rep Daryl Issa. You know the guy, another great American appeaser with Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and new and up-and-comers now, friends, that are joining the club. But it's interesting to note that Rep. Daryl Issa, all talk, no action, he is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee who made his millions. He was the richest lawmaker in Congress with an average net worth of, Are you sitting down? Friends, I can't make this up. 464 million dollars. This is Daryl Issa. He sold to you as one of the good guys. You know, doesn't it strike you as being rather odd, friends? Wasn't it President Harry Truman who said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook? I mean, look at the wealth of Nancy Pelosi and drug dealing Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is only to name a few. And these others, why are they so adamant about staying in government? Because that's how they're making their millions, friends. Insider trading, illegal activities, working on the behalf of special interest groups. The list goes on. Did you know that we were warned that the first president, George Washington, in warning us, he warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Did you know that? Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. No, these people, friends, they go from $174,000 a year to millionaire status within just a year or 2 years. Now, to prove the point, have you ever wondered about the politicians who are there to serve with the people, how they enter office with little to nothing again, and before you know it, they have garnered great wealth? As a matter of fact, now, up to date, 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. They're millionaires. Friends, one has to ask the question, who are they working for? Because we know that they're not working for us. And we also know that their salaries do not match their accumulated wealth. Can you imagine if that was me or you? Can you imagine how we would be scrutinized by the IRS and other government agencies who want to make sure they get theirs through, in many cases, extortive measures, right? How is it that America has experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change? Read Proverbs 24:21. The Bible tells us that we're not supposed to be given to change, but when you do give yourself over to change, this is what you get, right? Did you know that there have been senators in this government that have been serving themselves as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring against the American people for years? Listen to this. Such as Robert C. Byrd from West Virginia. Don't forget about Daniel K. Inouye, who served 49 years. Storm Thurmond, he served for 47 years. Oh, and I want to also interject into this conversation, friends. Don't think for one moment, friends, they were voted in. They weren't voted in. They're plants. They're paid to do the things that they do. See, what they do is they make sure that they accumulate and garner enough wealth that if the good guys really try to run for office, they'll just drive them out with the money that they made off the stupidities of the American people in most cases. As a matter of fact, let me tell you this. Edward Kennedy, he's now gone. He served for 46 years. We can see who he served. Patrick J. Leahy, he served for 42 years, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Do you also know, friends, that these people that I'm highlighting even now, many of them, have admitted that we are corrupt? I've done a piece on this. And Americans, they're telling you themselves. They're telling on themselves. Why is it that you have given them a pass concerning their crimes against we the people? Well, I can just hear it now. Most people will just say, you know what, they need to resign. No, or most people will say, you know what, we need to get them out of office. Well, you know what, their tenure's almost up. Is that absolutely ridiculous? But this is how the people think. Instead of the people saying this, listen, they violated to the smallest jot or tittle, even to a misdemeanor, the U.S. Constitution and the laws that they themselves swore to uphold with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man. Okay? They failed to do that. They violated the law. We the people come into play, we lawfully remove them, and then we charge them. Article 2, Section 4, then going back to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's all found in provision in the U.S. Constitution. So let me say this before I get to my main topic here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of scrounging while they're stealing? Are you sick and tired of them lying to you on a 24/7 basis as they garner unto themselves and their friends and their families millions upon millions upon millions of dollars? Well, friends, that's what's happening here. Matter of fact, I'll give you a couple quotes up until the next break here. This is none other than Jesse Unruh. He was the Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s and the California State Treasury in the 1970s and 80s. And don't say, yeah, I understand that. That's California. No, this is happening all over the country. Okay? This is what he said. Money is the mother milk of politics. I want you to consider this, friends. We haven't been redeemed with silver and gold. We've been redeemed and have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Okay? In the natural, go to 1 Corinthians 2:14. You can read that and understand what I'm talking about. Jesus spoke in the natural, teaching things in the spiritual. I want you to consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America. I want you to consider this, that you're allowing these men, these said representatives that are selling you out and making millions of dollars off of you, I want you to consider the fact that they're trampling the blood of the sacrifice that gives us the freedoms that we have today. I want you to consider that. Out of love for your freedom and out of gratitude to the sacrifice, how is it that the American people can stand back and allow this to happen? You don't need evidence from me, friends. Again, they're saying it out of their own mouths. The millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. Are you owned, friends? Are you enslaved? And he tells us here, Jesse Unruh does, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. He said, we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not. America is a republic. One person, one vote, to an oligarch, where few rule over many, form of society where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, that's been going on in this country far too long. Remember what Joseph Stalin said. He said, it doesn't matter who does the voting. He said it matters who does the counting. And how many times has the media attempted to cover for voter fraud and those that are responsible for conspiracy against we the people concerning voter fraud? Friends, many of these people that we see in there over and over and over again, like the likes of Mitch McConnell, as I said, and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, friends, and Pete Buttigieg, who's a part of the PAC now, who also sold out to the new order under the United Nations concerning the USMC that Donald Trump just enabled as he dropped the borders from the southern and to the northern border to give all dictates over to the United Nations concerning our sovereignty. Behind the facade of, well, you know, the impeachment facade. Yep. Most people weren't paying attention to that, but friends, you got to ask the question, how is it that they're getting rich? Well, I just told you. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. And the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least 5 people are dead in 4 states as severe thunderstorms, damaging tornadoes, and floods are sweeping across the south and east. Possible tornado damage was reported Friday in Maryland and Virginia near Washington, D.C. That same storm is bringing snow and ice from the Midwest all the way up to the Northeast. Flights carrying American coronavirus evacuees are landing in the United States today. President Trump says he's doing what he can to stay on top of the virus.
China's working very hard. Late last night, I had a very good talk with President Xi, and we talked about mostly about the coronavirus. They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also. We're working together.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's get to our topic. Yesterday we were talking about how Tear Tide Care, Council on, well, American-Islamic Relations, as they like to call it, they're found over and over and over again in America, and Americans attacking. And what we found is that Tear Tide Care is attacking a Minnesota church clergy, a priest. And then I took the time to share this with you yesterday. And keep in mind, I got to reiterate this point because people need to figure out how the game is played. They're not the victims. They are the perpetrators. And they're pushing for absolute control. And how are they doing it? They're attempting to browbeat people. I want to suggest this because the Russians, they have this slogan that if you feel mush concerning people that will capitulate or just roll over or run away from their threats and their bullying tactics, move forward, okay? But the rest of that slogan also goes, coming from the Russians, that if you feel their steel, retreat. See, the problem is, friends, they're doing what they're allowed to do because the American people are giving them a green light to do it. If they felt your steel, your resistance, and your resolute when it comes to the laws of our land, they couldn't get away with it an inch. Neither could politicians, by the way. But what we find now, friends, and by the way, I took the time to go. I go to many of these things. But what we see here in the state of Minnesota, CARES, Tear Tide, you know, Tear Tide Care, the director in the state of Minnesota, his name is Jaylani Hussein. He tried to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. You know how he allured people to St. Cloud College, the library there? Oh, and by the way, friends, there's a whole whopping, I'm guessing 20 to 30 people, okay, just to show you they're not getting the support. The only support that they get, friends, is what the mainstream media gives them. Don't ever forget that. But it's interesting to know, friends, it was all based on Islamophobia. They're the victims. And then when I got there, friends, what I noticed over and over and over again, he's trying to blame white people, Christian Protestants, namely, to the KKK. Who are they attacking? They're attacking our Christian Constitutional Foundation, just like they do in every other country. And I just shared this with you yesterday. Hey, friends, these people are willing to take it to any length, and they're willing to adhere to anyone that can help them, again, put themselves into the victim position. What are they the victims of, you might ask? Again, let me say that again. What are they the victims of, you may ask? They're the victims of American law. Again, they're not under attack. They're attacking. Jelani Hussein, the executive director from CARE Minnesota, again, Council on American Islamic Relations, and Linda Gordon were the presenters at the St. Cloud College concerning Islamophobia, okay? Linda Gordon is an author of The Second Coming of the KKK. I want you to keep in mind, friends, just to show you how they stick both feet in their mouth, how they strain at the net and swallow the big, big camel. The people they continuously reference is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Morris Dees, the founder of that organization, criminal and subversive, it is, so you know. It's interesting to note that Morris Dees back in the 50s and 60s actually used to defend the KKK concerning their crimes against people of color in that particular organization. Did you know that? See, if people would simply pull the cover back just a little bit, you're going to find that they're playing the hypocrite every step of the way. But again, we have Jelani Hussein, executive director from CARE Minnesota, and Linda Gordon, author of The Second Coming of the KKK, join up at the St. Cloud State University in hopes of playing the sympathies of the ignorant. About 30 people showed up, okay? First, I must point out that you were to register before you could even walk through the front doors. I also want to tell you this. One thing that we noticed in the state of Minnesota with the likes of Keith Ellison in CARE and others that are subversive to American government, namely in our state and what I get to see firsthand, I want to say this. I don't like talking out of school. As a matter of fact, I don't. Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. Okay? And King David knew more than the ancients because he kept the testimonies of the Lord. So I need to keep my talking points on my testimony, which, by the way, is the gift of prophecy. Okay? Just for the record. So going back, this is my testimony. I experienced this. Okay? I've personally spoken on thousands of occasions, and that publicly without worrying about anything that I have shown or what I have said and why. Because I'm there to uphold and to maintain American laws and values. I'm not there to tear them down like that of Jelani Hussein and Keith Ellison and Tim Walz. You know what we're finding with Keith Ellison, friends? Again, voter fraud. Don't think for one moment the people in the state of Minnesota voted him in. He did not get voted in by the people of that state. Just for the records, the numbers do not line up in any sense of the word. When Keith Ellison puts on a program, did you know that he will not release it to the public? He releases it like through a secret society. He releases it secretly. You know why? Because he doesn't want protest from the people. He doesn't want others to see that he's being protested. No, they have to do their best to maintain under false pretenses that they're loved and what they're doing is receiving the approbation of men, which in truth, the opposite is true. Okay? I just wanted to make clear that you understand how these people operate. Because during this Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud, you had to register, again, before you could even walk through the front doors. And by the way, if they knew who you were and they thought you were going to protest, you would be rejected. And then you would later get a letter from the college coordinators stating that you no longer have permission to come on campus. Why? Because you're there protesting their illegal agenda. Folks, they have thought this through every step of the way, but this is how they play their game. This is how they're tearing down your laws, friends. They're tearing down at your laws in hopes to recreate it in their own image. In their own image. Can I share something with you, just shooting from the hip right now? Isn't it interesting when you see the games played? Isn't it interesting how the president and the conservatives of the day, they divide the American people more than anybody? Has anybody noticed that? Through the Democrat and the Republic, we talk about this quite a bit. But have you ever noticed that those Muslims that are coming in from the Middle East, have you noticed that they're colonizing into certain areas? And then once they get 25% or more, then what they do is they vote in their representative. Did you notice that you never see Muslims, friends, on the Democratic side or the Republican side when it comes to these debates? I want to tell you where they're at. They're colonizing. They're gathering together. And when it's time to vote, they're keeping their eyes focused on the representative that have been put there so that they might implement Sharia law. That's what's happening in America. Well, the president and his administration and other corrupt clowns in the circus of politics are continuously dividing and conquering the American people. While you're being entertained by the clowns in the circus of politics, you have a foreign enemy in the United States of America that is not here to assimilate. They are here to dispossess you. And again, let me remind you, that is perfect judgment of the Most High God. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. 15 to the end, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, 15 to the end. I believe it's 68. You're under the judgments of God. You know, it's also interesting to note that, well, you're at the football game this last weekend, friends. Your enemies are attacking you within. You want to know why? Because the Muslims have said that the American people are now serving a new god. And you know what their gods are? Sports. You know what their motto is? Attack, attack, attack. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're attacking and they're attacking and they're attacking. Why? Again, these are the very things that take place in this country. If you don't want to listen to God's rebuke or his correction or his instructions in righteousness, you won't take his chastisements. Well, guess what? If you're not going to take the Lord for his blessings, you're going to know him in his judgments. And if you know him in his judgments, it's going to get to the point, America, where you're going to wish that you would have did the right thing when you had the time to do it. That's where we're at today. So let me get back to this Minnesota Cares. Jelani Hussein tries to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK, along with none other than Linda Gordon. Folks, I mean, how do I say this? She's a reprobate. She's a useful idiot. She's aiding and abetting the very people that mean to conquer and destroy her, to dispossess her, to behead her, to kill the infidel, says the Quran. So let's go to first up, Linda Gordon. After drudging through Linda Gordon's broken sentences, confusion, and misinformation, where she did her very best to lay at the feet of the white Protestant Christians, listen to me, 86% of the American people, as she was doing her very best to lay at the feet of the white Protestant Christians as the culprits behind the said crimes of the KKK, which, by the way, is an arm of what you call the left or the Democratic Party, just for the record, okay? But just keep in mind, again, what they're doing is they're attempting to lay it at the feet of the white Protestant Christians as the culprits behind the crimes of the KKK against the people of color. And I decided that I wanted that portion of my life back after I watched it. And let me tell you, I really did. Now, one must pause here and scripturally reflect that many come in the name of being Christians. They do, all day long. Folks, you want to see the real deal in Christianity? I can tell you what, it's not found among the 86% that profess to be. No, you're going to find less than 1% being the real deal in this country. I've been in ministry for 23 years, and I can tell you on one hand what I have seen all the way to the top to the bottom as to who the real deals are. And guess what? The real ones are always in trouble. Why? Because they're preaching the cross of Jesus Christ. Okay? They're not enemies of the cross. They're bearing their cross. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 11, 14 through 15. It says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." right? Again, that applies to everybody. It's not just politicians. It applies to those, namely the apostles in the church that Paul was exposing. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful. It's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about Minnesota Cares, Jelani Hussein, who tries to, during an Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud University, to link white Christian Protestants to the KKK. Friends, you need to understand, CARE is attacking you. They're attacking our system of government. You need to understand that they're terror-tied. Okay? You also need to understand that Donald Trump is literally funneling tens of millions of dollars to these terror-tied organizations still in America. This is a fact. Don't sit there and dispute me with your comments. If you want to call in and put me to the test, I'll give you the facts. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. But people need to understand, again, as to what's being played out here. They're attempting to dispossess you incrementally, friends. Now, Jelani Hussein, along with Linda Gordon, were, again, doing their best to lay to the feet of the white Protestant Christians as the culprits behind the said crimes of the KKK. Okay? I just gave you scripture reference from 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15, talking about what frauds are, how they act. They act like the good guy. But again, the Lord comes in 2 Corinthians 11:14 through 15 and says that you shall know them according to their works. Okay? So outside of the reoccurring theme that white Christian Protestants are the problem by Jelani Hussein from CARE and Linda Gordon, this then adds up. as to why the Southern poverty, again, they make reference to them. Linda Gordon then adds the hate group. Let me say it that way. Jelani Hussein and Linda Gordon then adds the hate group list produced by the Southern Poverty Law Center to her presentation, which I highlighted. The group that has openly declared that they want to destroy groups that expose Luke 12:2 and stand against their totalitarian methods. I love this because this tells you who the criminals are. This is the said director of the Intelligence of Southern Poverty Law Center, Mark Potok. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. They just told you, friends. They just told you what they want to do. They're not monitoring hate crimes, because if that was the case, they would all be indicted and charged and thrown in jail. They'd be behind bars right now. No, but if you don't know the difference and you don't uphold the law, friends, you're going to let them play the game while they continuously attack you until there's never nothing left, until there's nothing left. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. This is exactly what CARE is doing in making the Poverty Law Center. Again, a little homework into the Southern Poverty Law Center clarified its true mission: make money while working hand in glove with the mainstream media to attack America's foundation using a communist Marxist agenda. I highlighted a little bit of this earlier, but it's good for you to hear this, friends. Southern Poverty Law Center's founder is lawyer Morris Dees, who's in 1961, earned money by doing legal work, as they called it, for the Ku Klux Klan. That information alone brings enough red flags to expose SPLC as an illegitimate and an American anti-American organization. Dees founded the SPLC in 1971 after the civil rights battle had been won and there was no money more left in representing groups like the KKK. So he then jumped to the other side of the fence, masquerading as a civil rights organization, dedicating to fight hate and bigotry as they were advocating hate and bigotry and seeking justice for the most vulnerable members of society. And what are they talking about? Those that want to tear away at our laws. They want to defend them. They want justice for those that want to break the law or transgress the law. You can't make this up. Now, it's interesting because in 1986, SPLC's entire staff quit in protest of Dees' refusal to address issues such as homelessness, voter registration, and affirmative action that they considered far more pertinent to poor minorities. You can check that out on Harper's Magazine, friends. In the mid-1990s, the SPLC ventured beyond beating the twice-dead horse of chasing KKK members. Obviously, because Americans no longer viewed them as a threat, they no longer raised enough support to rake in on the racial issue, so they now found a new focus, organizations that stand up for Americans and their values. Today, as this administration attempts to trample the Constitution underfoot, the SPLC has decided to create new victims to cash in on, and it's exactly what they're doing, friends. The SPLC even goes so far as to repeatedly align themselves with a variety of hate-driven anti-American political groups, including communists and communist-friendly individuals and organizations. Then we have CARE's director, Jelani Hussein, turn to take to the bully pulpit. And as expected, Jelani immediately puts the Muslims into the positions again of the victims, all the while accusing the same people that Linda Gordon was accusing, namely them, white Protestant, 86% of you that are guilty of aiding the Muslim migrants and having a better life here in America. Hey, America, you're guilty of helping those that needed the help, and once they get here, they begin to attack you. They begin to polarize you. They begin to put you in a negative light, or at least that's what they want everybody to believe. But the good news is most people have their eyes open concerning organizations like this. But it's not enough for you to have your eyes open. It's enough for you to put the foot down and enforce the laws against their crime. Jelani Hussein, friends, went so far as to link his conversation to that of the SPLC hate list as well. And while in his confusion, advertently telling on himself, Jaylani states that there are organizations in the United States that are calling out terror-tied Muslims by even posting their physical addresses to make people aware of their intents against Americans. This is important, okay? He's saying that people are actually taking physical addresses and calling out the terror-tied Muslims for who they are. Isn't that what the SPLC does, friends? Oh, yes, it does. In a lawful sense, and on the other side, on the other hand, in an unlawful sense, the SPLC has a history of doing this. Do you remember 28-year-old Floyd Lee Corkins II, the man, a homosexual who found the names of individuals on SPLC site? Do you remember that he was the man who attempted to murder members of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. back in 2012? He pleaded guilty to 3 of the 10 charges, including committing an act of terrorism, but he didn't plead guilty to a hate crime. It doesn't matter if he pleaded guilty to a hate crime. And keep in mind, friends, all crime is motivated by hate. Okay? However, according to the interview with the Federal Bureau of Investigation following the shooting, Corkins wanted to kill as many people as possible, then smear their faces with a Chick-fil-A sandwich and kill the guard. He had also taken substantial steps in the preceding week to his use of the sandwiches was to make a statement against the people who work in that building and with their stance against gay rights. They don't have rights, friends. Criminals don't have rights. God didn't give them the right to violate the law. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, the list goes on. Folks, he committed the shooting for political reasons. He had identified the Family Research Council as an anti-gay organization. Guess where, friends? Guess where they found that? On the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. And consistent with his statement to the FBI, the statement of offense continued. A subsequent search of Corkins' family computer revealed that on the afternoon of Sunday, August 12th, Corkins used the computer to visit the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, as well as the websites for the FCR and the second organization on his handwritten list. These are criminal organizations, friends. And who's hand in glove with them? Minnesota's CARES director, Jaylani Hussein, Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, the list goes on. Folks, these people are willing to take it to any length and adhere to anyone that can help them put themselves again into the victim position. When people play the victim, ask them what they're the victims of. But know the law, first of all. They're victims of the law, friends. Keep in mind, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. Keep in mind, friends, they're not under attack, they're attacking. Maybe Jaylani Hussein has forgotten about those who the responsible party is and what the American people have been inundated with over the last 18 years after 9/11 through the CIA-controlled media. Or maybe he has forgotten about how just recently there was over 100 Somali teens and adults who assaulted families and children at a local park in Minnesota. In the CIA-controlled mainstream media did not tell the people who the responsible party was. Friends, we're living in dangerous times. Let me go back to this. Maybe Jaylani Hussein has forgotten the breakout of Somalias at the Mall of America, or maybe he just happened to overlook the mass stabbing in 2016 where terrorist Daer Adin went on a spree at Crossroads Center Shopping Mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where 10 people were injured and the attacker was shot dead inside the mall by an off-duty law officer. I got the film right here. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can watch the video for yourself. Or maybe Jaylani wants you to forget that CARE officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.